Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Chuck Pierce, Zion Ministries, getting this prophetic word. And some of the words spoken from Chuck Pierce, by the way, Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas, is right by Den. Accurate. You know, Dutch Sheets calls him one of the most accurate prophets that he knows. And we've seen these things happen again and again. And he wrote a book called Apostolic Church Arising, and, you know, orders coming back in place again. But listen to this word that just came out about where things are headed. Take a look.
This election is not about a person. It's about a structure, just as if you were in an old wineskin, where one day, too long, that wineskin routinizes around you, and it's like cement, and you can't get out of it. This election is not about a person, it's about breaking out of a structure. If we stay in the structure we're in one more season, it will be so routinized and so ordered around us that we cannot, as a nation, come out of it. I say there is a new anointing rising in my people, and from the new anointing, you will rise up and see the opportunities that I have for you. For right now, opportunities seem blocked, but I say to you, there is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. It has been brewing underneath, but now you will see the uprising, saith the Lord. The Lord just said, if you knew how close you were to the revolution of change that is coming, you would not be able to keep your mouth shut one moment. The Lord said, do not hold your peace from this day forward for the next 5 months. You will hear peace, peace, but there is no peace. The Lord says, the sword of heaven is coming to liberate the ground, and my people must have the sound that liberates the ground. I say to you, I will come from the islands and I will blow a wind. I will come from both sides of this land with a wind that will cause what couldn't stand to fall. I say to you, the winds are now circling from heaven and will now surround the lands of the earth. I say to you, welcome the winds in, for the change and the revolution of change is now at hand.
This is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a lethargic, slumbering spirit over the church. You know, it's just so passive. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear about, you know, being aggressive and getting, and that's obviously a prophetic house. They're very aggressive. You know, I don't know if your gatherings are like that, but they're all prophetic people coming together and they're kind of just moving in those prophetic words. But the accuracy is the key. I mean, is it accurate? And this uprising that he's talking about, you're looking at the Lord coming in and like, he's going to do business. And it's kind of, you know, coming from military background and coming from law enforcement background, you just don't show up half asleep mm-hmm. to that. You die. You get hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be alert. You have to be awake. I mean, the things that I listen to, things that I would do, I would almost have a ritual that I go through before I'd actually get in my cruiser to go to work.
You have to.
Because you had to make myself alert, I have to be vibrant, I have to be, if not, you just, you know, you get taken out. And so when it's important to understand, you need to wake yourself up. You need to be vibrant. You need to be alert. You have to come up with some sort of ritual that keeps you, not worship religion, but something you're going to do that helps you shake yourself from, like, I just can't watch Fox News 24 hours. I got to do something, you know. I can't just be satisfied with singing songs that I never do, listening to the message I'll never obey, but to begin to get in the Word of God and go, you know, I got to do what God says. I can't be merely deceived anymore. I got to wake myself up. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't still the police when I was getting up if I didn't prepare myself. I just wasn't a prepared police officer. And so you got to prepare yourself as a believer. It doesn't just happen. Mm-mm. As a soldier, right?
Well, I think about it, as you're saying that, it's just like what you would do before you'd get into your cruiser. I think about when I was on deployment, what you hear a lot of veterans talk about is like their senses were accelerated. It was just like amplified, like you knew. And it's just like, you know, kind of like charge your senses in the spirit. Like you're saying, get into the Word. Listen to, someone had told me, always listen to soul-winning anointed messages. What stirs the fire in you? What makes you hunger after God and go after God? It's just like awaken your senses for God.
And when you're, it's going to shock you. Think about this. So when you're hearing what God says, your understanding is like, I'm going to do this. Mm. It'll make you aware. I mean, yeah. For example, if you're thinking about, you know, bungee jumping off of a huge cliff somewhere and you got a rope around you or a rubber band around you and you're going to jump off the cliff and somebody's telling you, this is what's going to happen. You're going to jump off the edge and you're going to scream your way down. You're going to pay attention. Well, that's what God is. This is what the kingdom of God is about. It's about being that attentive and that being that involved. It's really not about just watching religious people do religious things, because you're held personally accountable. They cannot answer for you. You stand alone before God. Mm-hmm. And it's going to shock you too. This is what he says. He says that we will be judged by our deeds, whether good or bad. I mean, deeds. I mean, you don't hear anything about that in today's religious teachings in regards to deeds. I thought we just say a prayer. It's like, no, we actually, if you look to Revelation and the church written to the churches, and you know, the book of Revelation, mm-hmm. he says, I know your deeds. And he starts talking about how he feels about those particular deeds that we did or didn't do. And that he says, even our words will be even judged or acquitted, you know, released or acquitted or convicted of our own words, judged by our words. Which means this. If you're a police officer, act like one. You know, if you're a soldier, act like one. If you are a believer, understand there is a lifestyle to being a Christian. It's not a religious lifestyle. It's not about yelling at people. It's about, you know what? I'm no longer my own. I've been bought with a price. And being prepared. The sword of the Lord is coming to the earth. I mean, if you have not went to EZ12, right? EZ12.org, God speaks. And one of the things he specifically told me was that a storm is coming. And he says, do you not see that I'm bringing the sword against you? That a storm is being brought against you? And he says, as the watchman on the wall, you have to get on the wall and warn them. If you don't warn them, their blood will be on your hands. But if you do warn them, then the blood's no longer on your hands. But the hope is that people heed the warning, they repent, and God doesn't bring the sword. It's like the sword's coming. The sword is, it's what's exactly what Chuck Pierce said, that the sword of heaven is coming to earth. And I mean, the whole thing, you know, what God told this particular prophet, he says, listen, I want you to, you know, I want you to dig a hole in the wall. I want you to pack up. I want you to head out of that hole. I want people to see you walking out. And we walked the whole thing out, you know, so people could see God. And God is just speaking so many ways and there's so many signs. One particular sign that you're looking right now, we talked about the winds of heaven. You know, the wind's been blowing for 8 years in heaven. They're going to come to earth. You're hearing about the wind coming from the south, from the islands coming up. Well, look right here. This is the jet streams are stuck. This is weather.com. The jet streams have been stuck. Yeah. I mean, how does wind get stuck? But it's stuck in the islands. It's right there in that particular belt that's going on. But God, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that if you're looking at walking with God as a passive, visual, you know, unparticipating type belief, you know, this probably puts fear in you. But if you know that if I read God's word, I'm supposed to be a doer of God's word, and that's what I'm supposed to do. When I see what happened with Paul, I'm supposed to walk my life out like that. When I see what happened with, you know, James, when I see what happens to Stephen, when I see what happens to Philip and others in the Word of God, my life's supposed to be like that.
Which they were killed for their faith in Christ.
Well, yeah.
Most people don't know that. And it's just like, that's a normal part of Christianity. When you look at persecution and what's happening, people think that's radical. It's just like, no, that's Jesus follower 101.
Well, I don't want to be killed, you know, but...
It can happen. I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but it's just like...
Thank you.
You know, it can happen.
It's true. It's true. It really is. You know, it's just because we're in a bubble in America right now. It's, mm-hmm. it's shaking. A lot of things are going on right now that even Russia's leader, Putin's, put a missile up. It's they said that he has missiles now that has the nuclear capabilities that can destroy all of Texas with one missile. And he has this new missile. Guess what? He just put it up, and he got it set up. It's called Satan 2. Mm. It's called Satan 2. They're bowing up, wanting to, you know, to make war against the nations, against America. And you're hearing people say, "Oh, they're just weak, and they don't have power." And they're like, "If you're facing a bully and he's got a bat, and somebody's telling you don't worry about it,
you need to pay attention.
You need to pay attention. You're gonna fix up getting hit in the head with a bat." You know, bullies who have no knowledge, no wisdom. All they have is just a bat in their hand. They can hurt you. Mm-hmm. Well, a man at the helm of a nation with nuclear missiles who can annihilate, you know, mutual destruction could happen in the world, and they're threatening. And then we're hearing specific prophetic words by Dmitry Dudeman talking about Russia coming into America. We're hearing other words come in, you know, from Brett Holderbaum coming up from Cuba, and, you know, Russia and Cuba coming together. Our president just saying, "Hey, we don't mind that you're communists. We want to have a relationship with you." And these things take in place, and you can. What I've always found out is this, and I hope I got a break, is that listen to what the people who are opposed to God, what they're saying. Because whatever they're accusing you of, that's what they're doing. It just, every single time, when they're actually saying, you know, you're having these relationships with Russia, you go like, oh my goodness, they're having relationships with Russia. Mm. Like, oh, you know, you have your emails on unsecure servers. That'd be good, right? And that means theirs is on an unsecure server. I mean, it's amazing how opposite it is.
Yeah.
But I believe that's one of Saul Alinsky's techniques, is where you just look at people and you just, it says, if you repeat a lie long enough, then people will believe it. And so if they put their sin on you, then for some reason people just buy that and believe it. It's time for us to be prepared and to understand that, you know, we're in an exciting day. That God's called us to be a doer of the word. And that's what I'm excited about, the young people coming into the kingdom of God, because they're ready to get active and get involved and do the things that we read about in the word of God. And we're seeing it, but I'm telling you, over a billion souls. And it's going to begin in Russia,
amen.
They're talking about. We're going to go to this break. We'll be right back.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there will be a time in your life when someone, something, some event might hurt you so bad that all you want to do in that moment is get back, get even, and take whatever you can from them. I can promise you this, guys. It's never about how much you can take. It's about how much you can give. Forgive them. That's why I forgave that guy for punching me in the street for no reason. That's why I forgave my mother for leaving me when I was a few months old. That's why I forgave my father for hurting me when I was growing up. That's why my brother forgave me for hurting his feelings. If you want real power, learn to forgive.
And that so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel that communism often stands in the way of certain First Amendment privileges that we have in America, for instance, that I just couldn't adjust to.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lynn.
Welcome back. So Chuck Pierce is giving this prophetic word. Dutch Sheets says he's never met a more accurate prophet. You hear the word, you can count on it. We've seen some of the ones as well. And he talks about the apostolic church arising. He wrote a book called Apostolic Church Arising. And what is that? I mean, when you think about, I encourage you to get the book to find out, you know, what it's about. But it'll encourage you too. Maybe God has called you to this apostolic movement that's taking place, the family of God. And as a matter of fact, let's take a look at it now. The Apostolic Church Arising, and talk a little bit about that.
That is the Apostolic Church Arising.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means straddle the jail, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
So you're looking at, you know, it's good. I would encourage you to get that book.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to get the book, and it'll help you out. And he's walked things out. And we're excited that it bared witness with where God's been leading us, many others around the nation and around the world, actually. Mm-hmm. But understand this, wineskin, when God talks about wineskin in the Word of God, His Word talks about wineskin, you have old wineskin and you have new wine. If you take old wineskin, which is made from animal skin that's been around for a while, it's old, so it's dried up, and you put new wine into that old wineskin, it just blows that thing up because it breathes and it expands, and it destroys the old wineskin. Well, you know, if you take you have a brand new garment, say you got some nice garment, and you take a Gucci shirt, okay, you got a Gucci shirt, and you take some old, you know, worn out piece of shirt, but you sew that on to this new Gucci shirt, right? That's Gucci, right? Anyway, so you sew it together.
No.
And if you wash it and you dry it, since the old has already gone through, you know, rough times, it's already been drawn up by life seasons and that type of thing, that it's going to look, the shirt's going to be all out of whack because you can't sew the old and the new together. When you think about, you know, that God begins to do a new thing and it's exciting. I mean, he says very specifically in Habakkuk, he talks about times just like this, all these bad things going on. He says, but behold, I'm going to do something so powerful. I told you, you wouldn't even believe it. So God's got good things in store. So you got to maintain your hope. But I want to encourage you to know that if we don't follow the Lord, it won't be well. If we choose to go our own way, if we choose to just to buy in, and I don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but this paralyzing fear that you may have strength, you may be strong, but you're just kind of just paralyzed. You don't know what to do. Well, that's not good. I mean, if somebody's coming to rob you and you get paralyzing fear, they're just going to walk up while you're standing there like a statue, and they're going to take your purse and take your wallet and take your stuff, and they're going to walk out.
Yeah.
The thing about it is you got to realize you have nothing to fear. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's why he's letting you know now how to prepare yourself and say, you know what, I want to be active in this season that's coming. I want to be, you know, participating in the process. And the Lord showed me specifically that, you know, I hope it's not going to happen, but there can come a day where literally it's so routine, like Chuck Pierce is talking about, that people just get stuck in this quagmire and they're just robotic, and you're snapping your fingers trying to wake them up, and they're just going to work, coming home, watching TV, going to work, coming home. They don't even know that the whole nation's getting shifted. And I saw that. Literally, the Lord showed me that scene in America. And I've been praying that it doesn't happen. And he said that if we don't turn, it'll be so routined in us. It'll become just who we are, is what he's rooted, routine in us. And so we have to say, you know what? This is not us. This is not who we're supposed to be. I'm going to learn what God has to say. I'm going to learn what the Constitution has to say. I'm going to join VFN Kingdom Business, because we should be about the Father's business, the Kingdom business, is vfnkb.org, and get involved. I mean, there's something that we can do. And no matter what happens to the world, you know, God's kingdom continues to advance. It continues to grow. And the world benefits off us moving in kingdom principles, moving under our King, Jesus Christ. And you heard today on today's program, at the beginning of the program, when the president's saying, we don't have a ruler from above, you know, and somebody tells us, yes, we do. It's Jesus God, mm-hmm. whose son is Jesus Christ, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is shown to let you know that's their mindset. That's what they're thinking about. And God's going, listen, this is a test. Which way are you going to go? Which way? Choose today who you're going to serve. And what we just saw, all of America was brought to like the top of Mount Carmel, and we've been brought to a point of decision. God's going, which way are you going to go? Mm-hmm. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to go the way of the bull? Are you going to go the way of the world, the way of Jezebel, the way of Ahab? Or are you going to go the way of God, which Elijah was talking about? And he says, you know, choose who you're going to serve. And that's what it boils down to, is who are you going to serve? Who are you serving? Because everybody's going to have to serve someone. You know, Lyndall Cooley has a song about that. You know, and understand everybody's going to serve someone. We're called to serve the Lord. So I just want to pray with you right now. Make sure you join us in our next program where we're talking about, you know, how that special forces, God is calling together special forces. Father God, we love you. We thank you for speaking to us prophetically, Lord. We thank you for Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. We thank you for Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministries. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us and all those involved. We thank you most of all, God, for our audience, Lord, in Missouri and the Gulf Coast and all around the world and the nation, Father God, that you would bless them and encourage them, Lord. Raise them up as you're raising up this arising that's taking place, that they would be protected, that they would be active, that they would be a part, Father God, of what you're doing, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.